This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army, retired CBS News, about the news that Mr. Trump is interested in acquiring Greenland for the defense of North America. What that means, the history of acquiring Greenland, and what it means for the NATO alliance, Jeff speaks to very bluntly. The NATO alliance is brittle right now because of the Ukraine war, because of demands on the economies, because of unhappiness in Germany. And Jeff speaks to what happens if the NATO alliance falls apart. Here's Jeff McCausland, a NATO veteran when he was Sir Active Duty, commenting on Greenland. Is this the straw back camel? More of this tonight.
Yeah, sadly, John, I do, because unfortunately, Mr. Trump, as he expressed in his first term, this desire for Greenland to become part of the United States, but he talked about it in those terms in the first administration with the United States, in fact, purchasing Greenland. And then that has some historical precedent. Apparently, William Seward, as Secretary of State to Abraham Lincoln, when the United States purchased Alaska, tried to purchase Greenland. Harry Truman, at the end of World War II, offered to purchase Greenland for $100 million because the United States, frankly, had occupied Greenland, which was part of Denmark, once the Danes were occupied by Nazi Germany, for the many reasons you just talked about, to preclude the Nazis from having access to Greenland ports for their submarines. And second of all, the strategic minerals that are part and parcel of Greenland, which are perhaps even more important today than they were back in the 1940s. But now Mr. Trump has said, not only do I want to talk about possibly purchasing, he actually left on the table that the United States might just use military force to seize Greenland. This obviously has enormous implications for the alliance. I mean, when the leader of the alliance threatens to use military force against another member, which is what we're talking about here, the United States using military force against Denmark, that's obviously not good for alliance unity. Furthermore, this would be an attack by the United States, if it were to come pass, hypothetically, against the European Union. And following those agreements, an attack on one is an attack on all. Unfortunately, the treaty does not say unless that attack is by the United States. So, in fact, this is of great concern. And you couple that with the Trump administration's previous comments during his first administration about pulling out of NATO. You couple that with his comments during the same press conference that NATO members should go to 5% of GDP for defense spending, and if they didn't pay, the United States would not defend them, skipping over the fact that the United States only spends 3.5% of GDP on its defense. And then last but not least, that the United States under a Trump administration might walk away from supporting the Ukraine. All those factors suggest to me grave threats to the future of the Atlantic Alliance.
The Arctic